98.1 KZE. MK with you a little bit after 5 on your Thursday. Sarah Ugolini is with me from the Red Hook Community Center. We've been chatting all about it. They do some amazing things over there. And tomorrow, you can help them continue to do those amazing things by stopping by for a bowl of chili. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. So tell me about the chili warm-up tomorrow night.
Sure. It's our annual. I think this is our 5th annual chili bowl warm-up. It's a small low stakes fundraiser where people come by and try any number of maybe 20 or so chilies that volunteers have lovingly made for
Amazing.
Their community. They have some cornbread, they have some dessert and a seltzer or something and a non-alcoholic drink, and they listen to some music.
We were talking about the music. Tell me about the music.
Yeah. So we've been very lucky to have some Bard students, conservatory students, join us for the last few years. And tomorrow, Nandor Barai and Marcos Castilla are going to be playing us some wonderful music.
Yeah, which, I mean, when you think Bard Conservatory students, like, it's as impressive as you would think. Like, these are, like, world-class, virtuosic musicians just playing at the local chili cook-off.
They definitely
That's
are.
That's so cool.
It is very cool. And you are eating your bowl of chili and suddenly realize that you're listening to somebody just play amazing violin.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Now, are you, I know that you are busy doing a million things, so I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but did you make a chili or do you make a chili?
I did not make a chili. I cannot be counted on to make anything that's good to eat.
Okay. Well, I ask because chili is one of those things that, like, everybody kind of has their own personal recipe for it. Everybody who makes one anyway.
Okay. Like, it is true. My mom has a vegetarian chili that I do love to make. That is true. Yes. But I did not make it for this event.
That's okay. But that's what's fun about, like, a chili warm-up event like this is trying everybody's different recipes. And, like, it's all within the world of chili, but it's all going to be just a little bit different.
Absolutely. And we do the little tasting cups so that you can go around and try a bit of this and a bit of that.
Love that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different options. There's vegan and vegetarian and meat chili, of course.
One of the other wonderful things about chili is, like, you can make it tailored to everybody's dietary needs.
Absolutely. And there's different spice levels and all that. We get that question sometimes.
Yes.
There's something there for everyone. Kids prices, so children or families are welcome. Please bring your kids. Kids are $10 a piece to get in. Adults are $20 a piece. And if you really want to just spend that little bit of extra money to support the community center, you can become a Chili Pepper supporter and we'll put your name up on the wall for the month of April.
Yeah.
Little thank you wall.
That's very affordable pricing for a fundraiser. I mean, you know, you're going to get a full dinner and then some. And, you know, if you go to a restaurant, it's going to be well more than $20 for, you know, a full person's dinner or $10 for a kid.
Absolutely. And your community will be there and your friends will be there and people you haven't met yet, friends you haven't met yet will be there.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about what the community center does. What are we funding with the Chili Bowl warm-up?
Sure, sure. So our intent is to provide wellness options for pursuing wellness. And we do that at no cost to participants. So everyone that comes to the center is coming to participate in free classes. They're doing a lot of movement, a lot of wellness. There are sound baths, there's breath work, there's yoga, tai chi, qigong. There are all kinds of dance classes. There's a lot of art. We're an art organization, so there's lots of collage and mixed media and painting and heavier workshops like stained glass, that kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
And then there's peer groups. We have teen programming. We have we host the senior center, so the Office for the Aging is hosted there. Red Hook Response has their food pantry there. Anderson Center for Autism rents space there to work on projects. So there's a lot going on at the center.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a resource to make Red Hook a better community.
Yeah.
For everybody.
Yeah. It's our intent is to be a third space. So a space outside of home and work or outside of home and school where you can be in community in ways that are meaningful to you. And a lot of times third spaces cost money.
Yes.
And so, and can be cost prohibitive. So in this case, you don't have to bring your money with you.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the concept of third spaces, because this is a conversation I've heard kind of happening lately. Mm. And, you know, maybe some people, this is the first time they're hearing this terminology. So tell me a little bit more about, like, what's important about third spaces and especially accessible ones.
Sure. So, I mean, you know, sociology says that people need a third space to thrive. They need a place to be in community to thrive. If they're just at work and just at home, they'll be more likely to suffer from isolation and the things that we struggle with when we're isolated. Mm-hmm. And so this is a way for people to come into a space that doesn't cost a thing, where they will have a multitude of things to choose from, that where they can find something that works for them.
Yeah.
A way that they can be. And that may just be accessing the clothes closet. That may just be donating at the clothes closet.
Sure.
But it also may just be doing a little treasure hunting at the clothes closet for a pair of shoes that's not sold anymore. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you want to do some art journaling with Jung Il, our program director. You know, there's just any number of ways you can spend your time there. The intent, the thing is that you do spend your time there,
yeah,
right? And
yeah,
that you have a place where you can be that is safe in it so many ways and welcoming.
Yeah, yeah, that's amazing. And thank you for providing that space.
Yeah, oh, thank you. That's very sweet of you to say.
Yeah. It's the Red Hook Community Center. We're talking about the Chili Bowl warm-up tomorrow at the Community Center. What time does the event kick off?
It starts at 5 p.m. and goes until 8.
All right, 5 till yep. 8. So a great way to go and hang out with your community, listen to some amazing music.
Yes.
Eat some great chili. Try a bunch of chilies for less than you would spend to sit down and eat a bowl of chili at a restaurant. Especially for kids, $10.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very affordable. We also have a takeout option.
Oh, nice.
So if you have whatever reason can't make it to sit down and eat with us, please just come by and get it to go. And that is also $10.
Very
cool.
And
that's for everybody, $10.
So. Awesome.
Yeah.
Sarah, while you're here, I would love to talk a little bit too, because you guys are joining us for our Community Day event in a few weeks, which we're very excited for. And I was like blown away when Will told me what you would come up with, because we were, you know, we're having our Easter egg hunt at 1. We want to make sure this is a very family friendly event. And we were like, you know, we'd love to have the community center do something else to keep kids occupied, keep kids happy. Just, you know, go nuts. What do you guys got? And please explain to me what you came up with, because I was mind blown.
Well, you know, we're very lucky to have an art therapist as our program director. So she knows how, Jung Il Sumagari knows how people want to engage with art in public spaces, what's accessible, what makes sense. And so, yeah, she came up very easily with just things that will work for everybody that might show up. So we're just going to be doing some face painting, of course. You know, that's everybody's favorite and tends to be people of all ages. Mm-hmm. You imagine kids, but it's people of all ages. And then we're also going to decorate a larger KZE piece of artwork, an artwork that will have your logo on it, that then the community will decorate in whatever ways they see fit with any number of materials. And then we'll gift it to you and you can hang it on your wall.
We are so excited for this because literally, like, there's no way to predict what it's going to come out looking like.
Yes.
It could be anything.
Yeah, it is true. we actually have quite a few of them on our wall, something similar. They won't be, they're not quite as nice. Ours are a little more just throwing down a piece of butcher paper, which we will have that day too.
Cool.
In case somebody doesn't want to work on something that will hang on your wall for the rest of who knows how long.
No pressure.
They can, exactly.
Our feelings won't be crushed.
They can sit down and draw. And I'm working on another collaborative piece of art with the community that maybe is a little more low stakes and freehand.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So that's at the community day here on the Elmendorf Green on April 19th. But tomorrow, right at the Red Hook Community Center, which, tell me again where that is located.
Sure. 59 Fisk Street, right in the village of Red Hook.
Very easy to find.
Very easy to find.
And that's 5 to 8 tomorrow. That's the Chili Bowl warm-up for amazing causes. I mean, you heard, they really just do it all at the Red Hook Community Center.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Sarah, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
We got some jazz for you from Duke Pearson, Chili Peppers on KZE.